had a couple of friends of mine who went and got saved. And I mean, they were really saved. And I didn't like the idea they got saved because I felt like they left me there in their realm. And so I sent out a couple of spirits after them. And I said, you go there and you curse them. You destroy everything they're doing. Those little spirits came back to me and they said, we can't touch them. I said, go back and put a curse on them. I command you, orders you to do so. And they came back to me again and said, we can't touch them. They're protected. So I asked for a projectile out of my own body and I went to see. The reason why I tell these spirits, and they come back. And I know I sent them to do other things and they never had a problem. So I went to see for myself. And when I got there, I saw the two brothers who were walking around this particular place. And I saw these seven, almost 8 foot tall angels with swords was protecting them everywhere they went. And I said, wow, that's the reason why those spirits came back and couldn't do anything. These guys, because I'm way stronger than I have. These guys were protected. I mean, protected by giant angels.
I'm curious. Why in the world did your mother stay with your father with these beatings? I mean, how bad did he beat her?
He beat her to the point now where she doesn't have any sight.
Why did she stick around?
Back in those days, Sid, you know, it was different from these days. They taught you to stay with the man for the children's sake. And a lot of the old school women, they did that for the sake of the children. And my mother was one. She was one that believed that.
Okay, these spirits are communicating with you now on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And one, they even taught you as a young child how to get high off of a melting, a plastic gun?
All kinds of stuff. I won't go in to say what it is because, you know, in case somebody won't hear, but it, all kinds of different things. See, what happened, I wanted to shoot heroin, but my brothers, you know, used to watch them tie up and get ready and hit the main line and stuff like that, and I wanted to shoot that. I was only about 4 or 5 years old, and they said, you're too young, you can't shoot up right now. But I really wanted to, and they said, no, they pushed me out of the room. And so I heard this voice says, oh, you don't have to wait for them. I'll show you what to do to get high, this voice. And I could feel a presence right over my shoulder, and he showed me what to do. And so at 4 years old, I listened to this voice, this evil spirit, and I started what's called huffing. They call it huffing.
Well, let's fast forward, though.
Okay.
Okay, so this voice teaches you how to get high as a kid, how to put this stuff together. You hear this voice again that tells you how to get super high.
Super high, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I was 15, just turned 15, and this voice said, you've never really been high. So why don't you get this real super high so you can brag and boast, you know, tell all your friends, all the drug people in the community, in the neighborhood, in the hood, that you know, you can hold your dope. And so he told me what to do. He told me to get the cocaine, the weed, the tubes, there's some pills, these tubes.
15!
Yeah, 15.
And this voice tells you to put all this stuff on. What were the pills?
There's some pills that is so strong. You take one pill, you cut that in half, you cut that half in half, and it'll keep you high for 8 days. Just the half of the half. I took about 3 or 4 of those, smoked some weed, about $500 or $600 for cocaine all at one time, and plus some beer. And I hated beer, but I was at this bar, sitting there at the bar, and the guy said, we're going to drink or go home. So the guy, I think it was a part of the enemy too, for this guy. No, I was underage, and he still gave me the beer on top of everything else I've taken. And then I overdosed of drugs. Stopped my heart. It was just too much.
Well, that's what the devil wanted to do. He wanted to kill him. Hello, Sid Roth here with Earthquake Kelly. Demons told this 15-year-old kid how to get high. Their intent was to kill him. He had 4 different drug combinations in large quantities, and he took it, and he passes out, and his buddies, what'd they do, take you in a car, and what did they want to do with you?
Just take me home.
What happened?
Well, on the way home, I died, and these group of spirits came out, the same ones that were talking to me, came out and grabbed me, snatched me out of my body, and was pulling me down. I mean, I was going down into a pit, and then when I got to this pit, they started tormenting me. It looked like they was coming from everywhere. They were in my mouth, they were in my eyes, they were hitting me with all kinds of things. They were yelling and telling me that I worked for them and it was a trap and a setup and you did all our bidding for us and now you're in hell. And it was a horrible thing. And
were you really in hell?
I was in hell. Hell is a real place for sure. It's real.
Huh.
It is real. It's not made for us. It's designed and made for the devil and his angels. And that's why I wind up at that overdose of drugs was a trick from the pits of hell. To get the drugs were a trick to set me up, to stop my heart, to get me lost for eternity.
What did you see?
Oh, I saw all kinds of horror, miserable. It's a lonely, miserable, ugly, stinky, sulfur-smelling, nasty, pitiful, horrible place that you can't even hardly describe it.
Did you hear people say anything?
Oh, you can hear all kinds of promises and people screaming and yells and sounds that says torment 24 hours, 7 days a week of nothing but misery and torment. And I was down there amongst them with them and all that torment. But there was some hands of light came down inside of that place, in that pit that I was in, and grabbed me by my shoulders and started pulling me out of there. And I could see, and even as I was pulling out of there, said those spirits were still trying to hold on to me, saying, he's ours, he belonged to us. But that the hand of light pulled me and took me out of there and put me back in my body. And it says, because of your mother's prayers, that's what I never forget, you were spared, and because you were chosen to do a work for us. Said, but he kept saying, because of your mother's prayers.
Who was saying this?
I said, it was God's voice. That was God who said, because of your mother's prayers. And that's what I heard. And I sat up and I said, oh God, I've been to hell. And at that point, I didn't even know to thank God because I was so wicked and such a wizard and everything like that. But I knew that something had happened.
But you were still, you were kind of messed up physically.
I was messed up really bad. I was messed up and my mind was messed up, the optic nerve, because it messed up parts of my body. I realized I couldn't walk. And so when I came back and into my body, the people that was driving the car, they opened the car door and they said, get out. And I tried to walk, but I fell over to the ground because the lower extremities didn't work. And so I had to pull the top of my body all the way up the stairs. Then I rang the doorbell, and one of my sisters came to the door, and us, you know, being from that background, they know overdose because we had many people to die and overdose in and around us. The next night, she said, oh, you going back? I said, no, I'm not going back to church no more. I'm finished with church. And I got, get out here, I got the drug deal, big one, real big one, the biggest one we ever had. She said, no, you're going to church. So I said, okay, I'll go to church. About 2 or 3 days of that, the preacher said, hey, you, back in the back, young man. And I didn't know he was talking to me. I thought he was talking to somebody else. So everybody in the church turns around. So I turned around too and said, hey, young man, he's talking to you. But it wasn't nobody else back there but me. I said, oh, man, he's talking to me. And so he said, come up here in the front. God wants to save you. And I said, oh, man, I got mad. I said, I don't want this Jesus stuff. You know, I got things to do. But I heard a voice that I never heard before. He says, I love you. Remember when you had the gun to your head and the gun wouldn't go off, but it went up in the air. He said, that was me. Remember when you were almost killed? Remember you were set up to do this and that deal, drug deal went bad and this, that, and another. He said, all those times I saved you, I spared you. He said, come up here, I want to save you and use you. And I got out of that seat, said, went to the front, and the pastor told me everything that I've been, he told me like he was there with me as I was growing up. He gave me all, I mean, he just read everything off to me. So you were this, you put curses on people, you did that. He told me everything. I said, how do you know all of that? You don't know me. You know, but it was God that told him. And at that time, God was speaking to me, too, at the same time. He said, I'll use you. I can do more for you. And I said, holy God, hold it. Hold it. I said, you know what I do. I do bad things to people. I said, but if you want me, you're going to have to do more for me than I was for the devil, because I'm a wicked person. I put curses on people, and they die, and I do bad stuff. But thanks be to God, see? He saved me. It's like a ton of bricks fell off of me. And I tell you, he's been using me ever since.